This is Jordan Secchio in Washington, D.C., a court martial for posting Bible verses at a desk.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Secchio Live.
A U.S. Marine has been convicted at a court martial for displaying a Bible verse. Now her case is being appealed to the military's highest court. When she was stationed at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, Lance Corporal Monifa Sterling posted Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Her supervisor reportedly cussed at her and told her to remove it. Sterling argued she had a First Amendment right to religious expression and did not take down the verse, so the U.S. government criminally prosecuted her. Both the trial and the appellate court said displaying a Bible verse is not a protected religious exercise.
It's enormous. Fundamentalist Christianity is inextricably intertwined into the very DNA of the technologically most lethal organization ever created by humankind, which is our United States military. We're dealing with a radical type of religiosity. Again, not the Islamic version, but what's known as fundamentalist or dominion Christianity.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The Pentagon says soldiers can be prosecuted for sharing their faith. The Defense Department released the statement to Fox News, which reads, "Religious proselytizing is not being permitted within the Department of Defense, and punishment can include court-martial." This comes after Pentagon officials met with Mickey Weinstein of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Weinstein says even the presence of a Bible on a desk can amount to proselytizing.
Our Pentagon has been turned into a Pentecostalgon, and our Department of Defense has been turned into an imperious, fascistic contagion of unconstitutional triumphalism by people that want to kill us or have their version of Jesus kill us if we don't accept their biblical worldview.
Please pray for wisdom of military leaders to be successful to protecting our nation's freedom. One of those freedoms is the freedom to pray, to worship our God.
And now, your host, Jordan Secchio.
Welcome to Jay Secchio Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. You did not hear me wrong. The tease for the show, a Marine has been court-martialed taken down one step, found guilty of disobeying a lawful order because she refused to take down, this is a Marine, refused to take down a message at her workspace. It was a small printout text of a Bible verse, Isaiah 54:17, "No weapon forged against you will prevail." And that was it. It was just a part of the verse, not even the full verse. "No weapon that's formed against you shall prosper" is what exactly she had up. This is involves Monifa Sterling, a Marine veteran who was convicted in a court-martial at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, failing to go to an appointed place of duty or disrespecting a commissioned officer. And the whole charge here and what she was convicted of was posting this Bible verse at her personal workspace. And the case is now going to be appealed. It's called the United States Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces. That's just below the Supreme Court. So just like the federal appellate court case, our good friends at Liberty Institute are representing Monifa Sterling here. We're going to be working on how we can assist as well. But it's just another one of those examples. Again, the law applies inside the military as well. There's something called the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Here's an example, not just of someone trying to be threatened with the idea of court-martial, but actually being court-martialed. So what happens to this person? Well, they've actually lost their status. So they get moved down status. They won't get veterans benefits. They, again, a less than honorable discharge, all because of this Bible verse. So, folks, I want to encourage you to call now. We want to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. It just seems like there's an assault on faith in our armed forces, and specifically the Christian faith. It's just something that I think is really hard for everyone out there to sometimes wrap their head around how serious that is, but it is very serious. Call us. We want to talk to you, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. We have a new petition to defend Christians in the military. We've got to stand for our own. Call now, 877-989-2255 to add your name to that petition. It's 877-989-2255 or sign it online at aclj.org.
Yeah. It is happening again. The free speech of our military leaders is once again under attack. This time, an Air Force general has been targeted because he simply shared that he was a Christian believer who valued prayer and gave God credit for his successes as an Air Force officer. A group called the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, an anti-Christian group, has filed a complaint demanding the officer face a court-martial and be, quote, aggressively and visibly brought to justice for his unforgivable crimes and transgressions. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. The First Amendment guarantees both the right to free exercise of religion as well as the right to free speech. We're taking direct action, sending the military legal letters to defend religious liberty in the military. Sign on to our new petition to defend Christians in the military. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
This is Jordan Sekulow. If you're just joining us, yesterday we talked about Major General Craig Olson of the United States Air Force, who was threatened with court-martial of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Don't let that name fool you. They don't like evangelical Christians specifically. But they wanted him to be court-martialed because he appeared at a congressionally sanctioned National Day of Prayer event the first week in May, first Thursday in May. And, you know, I was thinking, I was at a National Day of Prayer event in Suffolk, Virginia with and interviewed Miriam Ibrahim for the attendees. And there were military speakers, military attendees. And we had heard from some folks who were in the armed forces, veterans, who called in yesterday and said, you know, we used to get invites. Hey, if you want to attend, we have tickets. There's this many available. Whoever, you know, says first can go. No pressure there. And people have other things. Not like every Christian in the town is able to go. People have other things they may have to do that day. Or in the armed forces that can go, but just a limited group. And there was a threat there. They said, oh, he should be court-martialed because he spoke about his personal Christian faith and the strength God has provided him to be in the position he's in, make the difficult decisions he has to do and the things he's faced. That was Major General Craig Olson. The Air Force announced they would not pursue any kind of court-martial action against him. But last year, this has brought to light a new case because it's on appeal now. Monifa Sterling, a Marine veteran who was sentenced last year to a reduction in rank from Lance Corporal to private and given a bad conduct discharge, a status that will stay on her military record and prohibits her from receiving benefits as a veteran. Do you know why she was court-martialed, why she lost that reduction status, had a bad conduct discharge, and this is huge, will not get any benefits as a veteran? She had a Bible verse posted at her desk, pretty small, just a printout, just a piece of the verse, actually, of Isaiah 54:17. No weapons formed against me shall prosper. It wasn't even the entire verse. It wasn't a message that it's a message I think most people in the armed forces would understand why. I have a feeling it's probably been posted in other places in the armed forces before throughout our history. And the idea, of course, too, that this was in her private workspace. It just doesn't make sense that this was all it took to get someone court-martialed and have them lose a rank, you know, bad conduct discharge, and also lose their benefits as a veteran. The case is now on appeal. It goes to appeal because it goes out of the military process to the United States Courts of Appeal for the Armed Forces. That's just like how the Fifth Circuit yesterday, Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, right below the Supreme Court, which I think we need to discuss just so you know, they said, listen, we're not lifting the stay on President Obama's what we believe is illegal and unconstitutional executive action on immigration. That happened yesterday. So that will remain. There may be an appeal to the Supreme Court on the stay, but that stay should be in place now throughout the trial. Now, the trial hasn't even started yet. That will have to restart at the district court level. It may be appealed to the Supreme Court by the Obama administration. We'll have to wait and see. Remember, we represent 113 members of Congress in that case. But I do want to focus in, and we posted information up at aclj.org on that case. A big victory. Now, it's a procedural victory, but it does stop what President Obama tried to do from going into action. And so we will see as that case develops as well once it actually gets into the trial stage. I do want to take your phone calls, though, because what I'm seeing is whether it's the rhetoric from a group like Military Religious Freedom Foundation or an actual court-martial against someone because they had a snippet of a Bible verse up at their desk, which, again, this is, they weren't in trouble for proselytizing. They weren't in trouble for soliciting, you know, their fellow co-workers in the armed forces to even, you know, it wasn't like saying this person kept asking me to go to a Bible study. I said no, and they kept going. Nothing like that. It wasn't nothing in here that says this was disruptive or how this was disruptive. Now, we're going to break this down for you when we are into our second half hour today on Jay Sekulow Live. If you don't get that on your local radio broadcast on Sirius XM Channel 131 from the whole show, but you can tune in there at 12:30, also Eastern Time, also online at aclj.org. But I just want you to understand here, this was an officer, a Marine veteran, convicted of a court-martial at Camp Lejeune, and it was sentenced last year to a reduction in rank from Lance Corporal to private and given a bad conduct discharge. It is now on appeal. We will keep you updated. We may be involved as well in some of the legal assistance here in this specific case. There's still details that need to be fleshed out. But I want to take your phone calls now. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Also, I encourage you to get involved on this issue. We need to protect Christians in the military, especially from things like a snippet of a Bible verse from the Old Testament. And so, folks, if you want to add your name to that new petition, you call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 2255 or go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Terry calling in from Virginia online too. Terry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I'm a Marine and my active duty ended in 1992. The first thing in the Marine Corps we were taught was God, country, and core. Also, you know, church was a big thing during boot camp. We had to go. And the Marine Corps is Semper Fi, is always faithful to the Corps and God above. I don't understand what's going on with that now with the Marine Corps, because that's one of their base cores. Before we went into combat, we prayed. So something's really wrong there. If a Marine's getting court-martialed for having a Bible verse, we were even issued Bibles. I don't understand.
Well, you know, I think that Terry, let me thank you for your service to our country. And also, I think that you question this. I mean, this is why it seems like this goes one step way too far. We know that there are issues involving, you know, how much religion there should be in the military. We have military chaplains that represent sometimes multiple denominations because there's just not enough of them. And we'll also be there for other people of other religious faiths. You know, the controversies over the Bibles and where they can be printed, where they can be handed out, and what countries, even countries that say they're our allies, will or won't allow those in. But at the end of the day here, what we're talking about is not a widespread, an overall program or overhaul. This is a real person who got, so it's not just an idea or an issue. This is a real person who got court-martialed because they had a snippet of an Old Testament Bible verse up, which doesn't even say, it doesn't even say God. I mean, it just says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It's a part of a verse put into their own words. Now, the only way I could really see that this was, I don't know how that would be court-martialable, is that you're not allowed to have anything at all ever. You know, if you're not allowed to have anything personal at your desk at all, that would mean no pictures of family, no nothing. So no decoration whatsoever that's allowed to be brought in, unless there's some policy like that that applies to everyone, and even that could be a questionable challenge, then this looks like a targeted case of someone who didn't like the fact that they had this Bible verse up. Again, folks, it wasn't someone who was there, and they're not charged with that. It's not like they were preaching at their desk and causing a disruption. What would be the disruption here of a small printout text that says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper? I don't understand. It comes from Isaiah 54:17. It's not even the full verse. And it's kind of a play off that verse. Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Larry. He says he's opposed to this in Maryland on line 5. Hey, Larry, welcome to the show. Hey, Larry, you got to turn your radio down so that you can hear us live. There's a little delay. Can you hear us, Larry?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, you're on the air.
Yeah, what we have to remember is this. Our armed forces consist of multiple people of different religions. Now, the issue was, or the issue always will be, if I put my religion public and someone else disagrees with it, we could have conflicts. So in the military, if you can practice your religion by yourself and for yourself. Now, in the case of this court-martial, it wasn't because she had religious things. She was ordered to remove that so that it wouldn't influence or affect anyone else. And I'm pretty sure if she didn't follow orders, that was a situation where the court-martial found her for whatever the decision was. So remember, we've got different people in the military, different religions. You can practice your own, keep your own private. And when you're ordered to do certain things for the benefit of all,
and that's what they'll look at in this case. Was this some kind of order? Was it an order that was rightfully given? But Larry, remember, this was a snippet of a Bible verse that, you know what? I mean, it was from the Old Testament, and it didn't say anything even specific about the Christian faith. You know, it just said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So, Larry, do you see that as something that has a religious problem that's going to cause any kind of religious problem at the, you know, on the base? It's just a text. It's just, now, again, unless you weren't allowed to have anything at all personal, no photos, no nothing, then this seems like a serious, egregious response. And that's why you got our friends at Liberty Institute, our friend Paul Clement. We're looking at also how we can provide legal assistance as well. Folks, we want you to support this petition to help the Christians in our armed forces, protect them. 877-989-2255. Call it now. 877-989-2255. There's mystery in
this world. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It is happening again. The free speech of our military leaders is once again under attack. This time, an Air Force general has been targeted because he simply shared that he was a Christian believer who valued prayer and gave God credit for his successes as an Air Force officer. A group called the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, an anti-Christian group, has filed a complaint demanding the officer face a court-martial and be, quote, aggressively and visibly brought to justice for his unforgivable crimes and transgressions. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. The First Amendment guarantees both the right to free exercise of religion as well as the right to free speech. We're taking direct action, sending the military legal letters to defend religious liberty in the military. Sign on to our new petition to defend Christians in the military. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Secular Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. A court martial because of a Bible verse, a snippet of a Bible verse, Isaiah 54:17, not the full verse and not even exactly translated. It says, "No weapons formed against me shall prosper." That snippet caused a court martial, which Marine Manifa Sterling was sentenced last year to a reduction in rank from Lance Corporal to Private, given a bad conduct discharge, a status that will stay on her military record forever, and prohibits her from receiving benefits as a veteran. Those are huge penalties. That makes it difficult to get jobs in the future. And to explain away, why did you get this? Oh, because I had a snippet of a Bible verse up at my desk. And this is why I'm not going to get my benefits as someone who volunteered to serve in our armed forces in the Marines. Again, a snippet of the verse, Isaiah 54:17. Now, the case is on appeal. We're figuring out how we can help with the legal work here. We're going to break this down for you when we get back with Skip Ash, our senior counsel with the ACLJ. But I want to talk to Than Bennett about it too, our director of government affairs, because, Than, this is another one of those issues. I mean, we talked yesterday about the threat of court martial by an outside organization who really has this animosity towards evangelical Christians. Now we see an actual court martial, and it's just getting into the news because of the appeal process, an actual court martial because of a snippet of a Bible verse. I mean, this was just like taped to the side of a computer. I mean, that's how small we're talking about here. And someone is not only disciplined, but goes through the court martial process and it gets discharged without an honorable discharge, loses their benefits. I would think, you know, members of Congress set the rules for the conduct of the military. The Religious Freedom Restoration Act applies. And so unless laws specifically say it doesn't, then it applies. So that'll be part of this case as well. But then I look at this, I think, okay, there would be a lot of support on Capitol Hill to make this situation right.
Well, I think two quick things jump out to me, Jordan, and also are going to jump out to members of Congress. The first is the one that you touched on, the verse in question here, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper." That seems pretty appropriate to me for a United States Marine. This is a corps that is tasked by the United States Congress, by the President of the United States, by all of us, for actually facing weapons and standing in harm's way on our behalf. I would think that a verse that says, "No weapon formed against me," is very inappropriate for a Marine. The second thing, and this ties back to what we talked about yesterday, it shows just how far down the ranks this attack on faith in the military has become, led by people like Mikey Weinstein. I mean, we talked yesterday about General Olson. What is important about Monifa's story here is it shows that this is not just aimed at officers. It is aimed at the rank and file of the military who, quite frankly, have to take orders from the chain of command. We heard from a caller in the last segment who said, well, she violated an order from upper chain of command. Well, that may be the case, but then the question has to be asked, Jordan, why was the command from up that chain of command to remove this Bible verse issued in the first place? As a rank and file member of the United States Marine, she would have been left with no choice. She either loses her right to express her faith or she violates the chain of command.
Folks, we are going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Remember, you can take action here. We have a petition. We want to support people like General Craig Olson from the Air Force who face this threat of court-martial from the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. We want to support people like Monifa Sterling as well. Call now our toll-free number to add your name to this petition, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign the petition online. That's 877-989-2255. Let's go to Sal calling in from California on line 6. Sal, welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Thank you very much. I'd just like to reach out to Lance Corporal Sterling right now and tell her that actually that they are trying to form a weapon against her right now, and that it will not prosper. and that in the end, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I'd like to tell you as a former Marine that it is dishonorable the way that they're acting right now, and I am completely appalled at their actions.
Well, you know, I think, listen, let me thank you for your service, Sal, and the truth is here, we do have to stand up. It seems absurd when reading this. It's almost like you're reading fiction, right? Someone actually, like Christian fiction, someone court-martialed because they have a snippet of an Old Testament Bible verse, Isaiah 54:17, and it's no weapon forged against me shall prosper, is how they kind of rewrote it. And so they had their own little snippet. They didn't include the full verse. I'm not even sure that it said Isaiah 54:17 underneath it. So you would even know, you know, it's just kind of a phrase. And so even in that context, the biblical nature of it would be pretty tough to figure out if you're just walking by and see it and you're not familiar with the Bible. And if you are, you know, it's a verse that's directly applies to those who serve in our armed forces. Now, we'll talk about this. We'll break it down with Skip Ash, our senior counsel at the ACLJ, and his, of course, long military service as well, so that we make sure that we are covering it correctly. And, of course, there's always things, you know, this is the first time we're talking about it on the air. We always want to make sure we get as many facts as possible, but it does seem like, in this case, really extreme to court-martial this individual, to reduce her rank, also give her a bad conduct discharge that follows you through life, and prohibit her from receiving benefits as a veteran. Of course, veterans' benefits taken away, all because of this snippet of a Bible verse. Call us 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. Remember, after this half hour, we've got another half hour coming up on Jay Sekulow Live. Let's go back to the phones. Bruce in Colorado on line 4. Bruce, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Jordan. I heard you play that little quote with that Weinstein guy talking about how he basically Christians were out to destroy everyone that doesn't agree with their religion. And, you know, I thought that really sounds like an anti-religious fear-mongering kind of organization because, you know, in the history of America, if this guy understood that, you know, George Washington and three-fourths of the Continental Army would have to be court-martialed if we followed the logic of what he wants to do.
Well, that's absolutely right, Bruce. I mean, let's play, just because you brought up Mikey Weinstein, take a listen. Here's kind of his problem with Christianity, summed up in his own words by Levin.
We view it as a national security threat. We're dealing with a fanatical religiosity that's known as Dominion Christianity, mixed in with actual weapons of mass destruction, mixed in with a tortured, poisonous version of so-called patriotism, further mixed in with a total dearth of any restraint, oversight, or supervision. And what you have is this metastasizing national security threat internally to our country. Every bit as formidable as what we're dealing with externally with, you know, with fundamentalist Islam. That's what we're dealing with.
The threat of evangelical Christianity is the same and formidable threat as what we're dealing with fundamentalist Islam, except for no decapitated heads and no violence and, you know, snippets of Bible verses and court martials. We can't let groups like this win by intimidation. We need to stand for, you know, when these examples happen, not just threats, but in reality, and people are court martialed because of having a snippet of a Bible verse, we need to get all the facts and we need to be ready to defend. If there's something to defend there, folks, we want to make sure, we believe that we're at a time we need to defend Christians in our military. And as we all acknowledge Memorial Day this past Monday, this is a great time to stand with our Christians in the military and really stand for religious liberty and religious freedom. It's not just for Christians. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the petition online. That's 877-989-2255. Again, folks, we need you to stand with us, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign this petition online. We come back. Remember, another half hour, you can listen at aclj.org. We'll talk about this more and we'll take your calls.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. The First Amendment guarantees both the right to free exercise of religion as well as the right to free speech. We're taking direct action, sending the military legal letters to defend religious liberty in the military. Sign on to our new petition to defend Christians in the military. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Secchio Live. Welcome back to the broadcast. If you're already joining us, if you are just joining us now, welcome to the show. We are talking about, really, Christianity under attack in the military. Yesterday we talked about Major General Craig Olson of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation won a court-martial because he spoke at a National Day of Prayer event, congressionally sponsored at the U.S. Capitol. Of course, the National Day of Prayer is part of our law in the United States. It was signed into law in the 1950s. It was a tradition that was done since the beginning of our country and founding of our country, but formalized in the 1950s. And so I know that National Day of Prayer events I've attended have had members of the armed forces in attendance and speaking. No one forced to. It's all done on a voluntary basis and usually very carefully prepared remarks because of their position as members of our armed forces. But in this situation, we have this new case that is getting attention now because it's on appeal out of the military justice system into the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces, so which is similar in scope to just below the Supreme Court, like any other appellate court in the country. And this is on appeal. It's Monifa Sterling. She was a Marine veteran convicted in a court-martial at Camp Lejeune and sentenced to a reduction in rank from Lance Corporal to Private, given a bad conduct discharge, a status that will stay on her military record, and prohibiting her from receiving benefits as a veteran. Now, she received all of this because she had a snippet of a Bible verse posted at her desk, part of Isaiah 54:17, which reads, "No weapons formed against me shall prosper." That's not the entire verse, and that's actually kind of her own take on the verse. There's the different versions of the text that you can read. But basically something that I think directly applies to the military. It doesn't seem like she's proselytizing at all. If it doesn't say Isaiah 54:17 on there, I'm not even sure you would know if you weren't someone who's read the Bible or a believer would even know exactly where that came from. It seemed like something that would apply. But I want to talk to Skip Ash, senior counsel with the ACLJ, about this. And now, Skip, we know this is on appeal to the U.S. Court of Appeals for Armed Forces. There's obviously that we don't have all of the facts. We have what's in the news. We're looking at how we can maybe be involved legally as well. But explain to people, because here it just seems very extreme that someone would go through this full court-martial proceeding over a snippet of a Bible verse. And, you know, all I could think of, Skip, was that maybe they have some policy of you can't have anything at all. Like, you know, that's most, you know, these kind of exclusionary policies. You can't have a picture of your family. And even then, you could look at, I guess, whether the policy would even be okay under existing law.
Well, I think if they had such a policy, that would have been lawful. It may not have been wise, but it would have been lawful. We have some indication from the facts that other people were allowed to have personal items on their desks. So this was one that singled out this verse specifically, and that makes this a much different case. The other factor is that I don't think this is unusual. Having quotes at desks in the military happens all the time. They may be quotes from some major strategist, Sun Tzu, or anybody else, but they also have quotes. There are military quotes from the Bible. This one seems to be a military quote, at least military-oriented, as you said before. And the issue here, I know everybody's going to say, well, she was court-martialed for disobeying an order. That's technically correct, but that's sort of a pretext if the aim was they didn't like her message, which is a religious verse, and then they use that as a pretext to get her, because if it's an unlawful order, she does not have to obey an unlawful order. In fact, an unlawful order is void from its issuance, and I think that's the issue we have to get to at some point.
Folks, we're going to continue to talk about this with Skip and Than. We're going to take your phone calls as well, 1-800-684-3110, if you want to talk to us on air. We have a brand new petition to defend Christians in the military, in our armed forces. I want you to call now and add your name to the petition. It's absolutely free. It just takes a couple minutes by phone. 877-989-2255 is the number you call. You can also do it online. Join the petition online at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
It is happening again. The free speech of our military leaders is once again under attack. This time, an Air Force general has been targeted because he simply shared that he was a Christian believer who valued prayer and gave God credit for his successes as an Air Force officer. A group called the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, an anti-Christian group, has filed a complaint demanding the officer face a court-martial and be, quote, aggressively and visibly brought to justice for his unforgivable crimes and transgressions. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. The First Amendment guarantees both the right to free exercise of religion as well as the right to free speech. We're taking direct action, sending the military legal letters to defend religious liberty in the military. Sign on to our new petition to defend Christians in the military. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about the situation involving Christians in the military, the threat of court-martial. Yesterday we talked about against Major General Craig Olson, the United States Air Force, from the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Air Force ultimately said no. Military Religious Freedom Foundation is not back down yet, so that was part of our petition. There's now a new case being discussed. It's out of Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, now into the appeals courts, the federal appeals courts, and it involves a Marine veteran, Manifa Sterling, who was court-martialed and convicted the issue is, as Skip brought up, you know, the issue that they will say is, well, this is about obeying or disobeying an order. But as attorneys, you always say, okay, but what was the order allowed? Was that order correct? Was that order legal or not? And based on the facts as we know them now, and as Skip said, which I did not know in the first part of the broadcast, you know, we were talking about kind of if it had a full exclusion policy, you know, basically you just show up at a desk and you couldn't tell the difference between that desk and another person's desk, except for you know that one's yours, and you can't decorate it all, can't have anything else out. And that's not the case here. Other people had other quotes up. This was a snippet of a Bible verse from the Old Testament, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon forged against me will prevail or prosper. And so, not even a full Bible verse, but this person has lost their rank, has got this bad conduct discharge on their record, and loses their benefits as a veteran. I want to take your phone calls on this now, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Lisa in Louisiana on line 3. Lisa, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, hi, Jordan. My question is, I am very appalled at what is happening to our country. As far as I know, I'm still a citizen of the United States of America, the founders of this country and what they stood for. And not many years ago, Ronald Reagan, one of his quotes was, if we ever forget we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. Now, that was the leader of our country. What more influence does he have over someone?
Well, listen, I think that it's true that it doesn't make a lot of sense, Lisa, when you look at, on our currency, our national motto, and our Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, these are, again, they're not, you know, overtly Christian. They're not saying you must believe in Jesus to be American. And this verse wasn't even about that. This verse was about, it has direct application to military service, but it's also more of an inspirational you could see it as an inspirational quote as well. And what, you know, is the only distinguishing thing here is that this happened to be religious where it came from. And, you know, you could have a quote from someone else as long as that didn't come from a religious text. That's okay. And that was the distinction, because that's not okay constitutionally. And, of course, here in this case, the Religious Freedom and Restoration Act, the same that was used to companies like Hobby Lobby, when it comes down to federal laws, regulations, and rules, and Congress sets these rules up and how they apply to the military, that there would be a violation of that as well. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. I want to take Mitchell's call out of California, and Skip, I know that this is something we addressed briefly, but I think we need to explain it more for folks as well, because they hear court-martial. It's pretty shocking to hear, and you start thinking, okay, could this really be all over just posting, having this small verse when other people are allowed to put things at their desk? Mitchell, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Mitchell.
The main thing is court-martial, the only reason she was court-martialed is because she did not follow a direct order. Like, I was in the military. I understand if you do not comply to an order, unless it's an unlawful order, then it's a court-martialable offense. You can be punished for that. And the reason she couldn't have a religious thing posted is not because you can't practice your religion. You are encouraged to practice your religion, just not in the workplace. The reason is because, say I was like, you work for me, and I was like a member of the Church of Satan or something, and that's the complete opposite. So whatever I tell you, you're going to have animosity towards it. And even if I don't push my beliefs on you, you'll know what my belief is, and you're like, I completely disagree with you.
So, but you think it's okay to have a quote from your favorite band is fine?
Yes, that's not a religion. You're not going to start.
Okay, but you're now making distinctions on text. Based on what I know, and Mitchell, I'm not trying to argue, I'm just telling you the facts, because I also think about it also always. When I see something that looks so extreme, you think, okay, what else is going on here? But I look at this, and I see a picture of it, right? And I'm talking about, it's like the size of the font. It's like a little strip of paper. It doesn't even have the Bible verse there, so you wouldn't even know. It's just words, and the words aren't, you need to worship this God or that God. It just says, no weapon forged against me will prevail. How, in your reasoning, which I'm not saying your reasoning, by the way, would even be, okay in the court, but how in your reasoning would that cause the situation that you're so concerned about?
Because someone recognized it. Someone knew what it was from, and they disagreed with it. And then,
okay, but what if someone doesn't like your band that you like? They disagree with that. I mean, you see why, once you open up to people to have some kind of expression at the workplace, I'll go to Skip on this, because Skip, I think Mitchell is right. If it's not a lawful order, then that's why this is on appeal, to look at that. But on the other hand, when you start opening up workplace to allow some expression, it gets very difficult to say you can have this kind but not that kind. You can put up a quote from your favorite band, which someone may find offensive, but you can't put up a quote from an Old Testament verse.
I think that's exactly right. I was a company commander, I was a battalion commander, and I had more struggle and more fights over supporters of different athletic teams than I did over any other issue. So if the problem is good order and discipline, am I then expected to say you can't defend the Redskins or the Cowboys or, whoever it is, because it might lead to a problem? You've got to look at this with a brain in your head. And religion, in the sense of the government proposing religion, the government espousing a position, you're absolutely right. The government is prohibited from doing that. But the government also has an obligation to protect the free exercise and free speech rights of the individuals in the military, provided that it doesn't get to the point of good order and discipline. And good order and discipline is a standard that a commander has to say it has to be an actual problem, not, gee, we might run into somebody somewhere who might take this wrong and it might offend him or her and lead to a fight. That is too far away. That's not direct enough to argue about good order and discipline. If you have an actual case of good order and discipline, you can handle it, whether it's religious or non-religious. But you can't say, gee, there's a religious verse here, and somebody somewhere may come into contact with us and disagree with us, and we have a problem. You cannot have the constitutional rights, the legal rights of the men and women in the United States who are in uniform based on the most hostile or hypersensitive, or you lose your rights completely. And that example of football teams is a prime example, because that's where I had most of my problem, was people arguing about which team was the better team.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We get back from this break. I do also want to go to Than Bennett, because, Than, we know ultimately this Congress can, this could be handled by the courts, and we're going to look at the legal aspects. There's always more facts to gather, but from the initial reports, I mean, this seems outrageous. And Congress can get involved. You know, this is one of those situations where I think that there would be a lot of members of Congress who were upset when if they find this information out.
Yeah, one of the conversations I've had with The Hill, Jordan, is why in the world is the Air Force listening to Mikey Weinstein on things like this? I mean, I know he's a graduate of the Air Force Academy. Of course he can express his opinion. They can even listen to it. But so often, Jordan, it seems like they are taking extreme accusations like these from Mikey just too far. So that's one of the conversations we're having. But I also want people to really focus in on what you've been talking about, the consequences here. Of course, there's the 30,000-foot consequences of the freedom of those in our military to express their faith. But what about the consequences for Manifa here? You're talking about a demotion to private, a dishonorable discharge, and the loss of her benefits. We have to get involved so that Manifa specifically doesn't suffer those consequences.
Folks, we will continue to take your phone calls when we come back from the break, 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. We have a new petition to protect Christians in the military and our armed forces. Call now to add your name to the petition, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the petition online. Remember, if you haven't purchased it yet, my dad's new book, Undemocratic, in bookstores, wherever books are sold, and available. If you go to undemocraticbook.com, you can find the ways to purchase your copy at undemocraticbook.com. We'll be right back.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It is happening again. The free speech of our military leaders is once again under attack. This time, an Air Force general has been targeted because he simply shared that he was a Christian believer who valued prayer and gave God credit for his successes as an Air Force officer. A group called the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, an anti-Christian group, has filed a complaint demanding the officer face a court-martial and be, quote, aggressively and visibly brought to justice for his unforgivable crimes and transgressions. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. The First Amendment guarantees both the right to free exercise of religion as well as the right to free speech. We're taking direct action, sending the military legal letters to defend religious liberty in the military. Sign on to our new petition to defend Christians in the military. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. Release, 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 release.
back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about this situation, really Christianity under attack in our armed forces. And this is why we're facing threats from truly radical religious groups inspired by their faith to carry out attacks across the world, even here in the United States. We need our armed forces and, you know, this kind of unnecessary made-up division, and you know, to the point where people are getting court-martialed over this. And we've been talking about the story of Monifa Sterling, a Marine veteran convicted in a court-martial at Camp Lejeune, sentenced last year to reduction in rank from Lance Corporal to Private, given a bad conduct discharge that stays on her record, and prohibiting her from receiving benefits as a veteran because she had a snippet of a Bible verse from Isaiah, not the entire verse even, Isaiah 54:17. We're going to continue to take your phone calls about this, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Phil calling in from Tennessee. Phil, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hello, Jordan.
Hey, Phil.
My comment is I'm a 20-year Army retiree. I served from 1972 to 1992. And
thank you.
I remember
thank you for your service.
When we came in, we had the choice. We could issue. They issued a little pocket New Testaments if you wanted them, and your ID tags were stamped with your religious preference. But I'm just wondering if this is this attack on our religion in the United States is one of the reasons that we're really not mentioned in the Bible on the end times. Our country has gotten so perverted.
You know what, Phil, here's my thing. I think that we are now fighting back against the bad examples. I don't think this is an overall the problem with most people in our armed forces, the men and women who serve, even the leadership. I think that there are some, as there are in any case, they're people, and there are people who do the wrong thing. And so we honor our military. That doesn't mean that we sometimes don't disagree with decisions that are made by officials within and those of higher rank. And so, Phil, but at the same time, I think there's a lot to be thankful for. I think the great thing is here, we're able to fight back. But I do want to go to Skip, because Skip, Phil talked about the issuing of the Bible, things like that. And that's not the case anymore. That has changed.
Well, first of all, let me say, Phil, I came on active duty in 1972 also. So you and I are comrades there. You're right. They used to issue Bibles. Bibles would be readily available right there. Chaplains would be as soldiers came into the reception center or got to basic training, and they would give them a Bible and along with their dog tags, and they would designate those things. Those Bibles are still available, but they're not as openly available. Chaplains will offer them, but they won't be piled out there so anybody can get one in most places, because there's a reluctance now to appear as if we're a Christian force as opposed to a force with a much broader array of religious beliefs in our ranks. Nevertheless, you can still get your Bible. The issue has become, though, people are becoming much more reticent. They're much more cautious about expressing themselves and everything else, because we have people out there who are hostile and attack them on a daily basis. This is why the ACLJ is standing up right now for each of these members of our armed forces, because they're being attacked on a daily basis, and they need to know there are people out there praying for them and people out there who are willing to stand up and be counted on their behalf, and we're there for them. And we would ask that everybody that's listening to this show pray for our soldiers and thank a soldier, and if you know a believing soldier, encourage that soldier.
Folks, I know that there's folks who have got those exact points, Skip, that you were making, who are on the line right now, who understand the pressure of being, in the military and the fear. I mean, the fear here is taken away. It's not just a slap on the wrist that we're talking about. We're talking about a court-martial, being found guilty, losing your job, losing your benefits, getting this discharge that's on your permanent record saying for bad conduct, all because of a snippet of a Bible verse. Scott is calling from, let's go back to the phones in a second, 1-800-684-3110. One of the phone calls changed. Let's go to William in Georgia on line 6. William, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jordan, real quick. I just want to say this. This court-martial that they did against this lady is probably the most absurd thing that they can do, not only in the U.S. Marines, but all over the United States Air Force. But my biggest question is this. if they're going to go through the means of actually court-martialing somebody just as, or something just as small and insignificant as a little small snippet of a verse on the computer, then they need to court-martial Michael Weinstein as well for his outrageous rant. So
he's not in the military anymore. You know, he's a veteran, and we thank him for his service to our country, but he's no longer in the military. I think that, you know, the point is, it's the flip of what Skip was saying, is that we need to be the ones carrying the weight on this because, again, when you see this kind of story, you threatens your job. So your current job threatens your future jobs if you get discharged this way, threatens the benefits that you won't be receiving, long-term implications. So we need to be stalwart in our defense of Christians who face this. In the United States military, think about that, in the U.S. military, and they're facing these kind of issues. Lawrence, calling from California, Online 5. Lawrence, welcome to JSecio Live.
Yes, sir. Jay and Jordan, thank you for taking my call. I'm a retired firefighter, 30-year career, semi-military organization as well. The orders that are being pushed on this lady are unlawful, illegal orders under the Constitution, and the officers that are enforcing this kind of corruption should be taken to task and lose their career benefits as well. And I think Christians need to stand in unison, and every one of the Christians in the barracks, in the field, in the offices, put your Bible verses on your desk and just challenge them. What do you want to do about it? It's an unlawful, illegal thing under the Constitution. I'm under the Constitution. I will do this.
Well, let me go to Skip here because, Skip, you know, it's really not about creating more discord. These are individual members of the military. They decide to do this. Other people have stuff at their desk, so it's not one of those exclusionary policies. And it looks like it's just because this happened to be text that comes from a Bible verse.
Yeah, and in fact, most of the military that are believers or Christians are some of the people who are the most law-abiding in the military. These are people who actually respect authority and want to do the right thing. In most places in the military, this is not a problem. You could have a small verse like that. When I was the adjutant as a captain in a battalion, I had a verse on my phone that says, "A gentle answer turneth away wrath," because I was the guy in the battalion who got all the nasty calls. And I wanted to remind myself that I had an obligation to do the right thing before God and in my job. So there are a lot of places where this is not a problem. It's where you have people who are hostile and hypersensitive to religion where this surfaces, and that's where we have to attack it.
Folks, we want you to stand with the members of our armed forces and Christians in the military. A new petition. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign this petition online. That's aclj.org. Or call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Remember to get your copy of my dad's new book, Undemocratic, in bookstores and available online at undemocraticbook.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. The First Amendment guarantees both the right to free exercise of religion as well as the right to free speech. We're taking direct action, sending the military legal letters to defend religious liberty in the military. Sign on to our new petition to defend Christians in the military. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.